Leukemia is a dreaded diagnosis, particularly when a child is involved. Seattle Children's Hospital has announced that they're going to try out a brand new treatment method. It'll serve as an alternative to bone marrow transplants. Researchers say it might be a better way to fight off the disease. Rebecca Gardner is an assistant professor at the Department of Pediatrics at the University of Washington and an attending physician at Children's Hospital. Dr. Gardner, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Why have you been seeking an alternative to bone marrow transplant, particularly for children and for adults?
You know, what we're looking for really is a more precise way of treating cancer so that when we treat it, we can be more sure that we'll be effective in our treatments.
How is the new treatment more precise than the existing treatment?
What we're doing is we're taking your infection-fighting immune cells, which are known as your T cells, out of your body. We're reprogramming them so that they can recognize your leukemia cells and then putting them back in. And so the idea is that all the cells that we put back in will be able to recognize the leukemia cells and get rid of them.
We were surprised to see that the treatment for children involves a disabled form of HIV.
Yeah, I think that's taken on a little bit of a life of its own and sometimes misrepresented. So basically, we need a way to be able to reprogram the immune cells. And the way that we do that is we insert a new gene. To be able to insert a new gene into your immune cell, we have to have a way to get that gene in there, and we use something called a lentivirus. So it's basically an envelope that delivers the new gene into the cell, and once the new gene is in the cell, that envelope or that lentivirus goes away, and it's no longer there. So what this means for the patient is when they're getting their reprogrammed T cells, there actually is no more of that virus around.
Has this process been tested on human subjects?
It has been tested in a similar way. So there's an ongoing study in Philadelphia and another one at the NCI just outside D.C. using similar technology.
And have you done any of these procedures yet, Dr. Gardner?
This will be the first time we've done this at Seattle Children's, although there's other researchers who have done similar work.
Are you talking to patients, parents of patients? Do they seem interested in trying something new?
They are. You know, I think families for a long time have been looking for alternative ways to treat cancer and ways that could potentially have less side effects in the long term. And so I think from a family perspective, they're very excited about this treatment.
Why will this have fewer side effects?
Because we're able to target the therapy. In general, when we think about chemotherapy, we give patients chemotherapy, but it affects all the cells in their body, not just their cancer cells. And so with this, it's actually a precise treatment that, for the most part, is just going to affect their cancer cells. There's a few other normal cells in your body that may be affected, but the vast majority of the effect is on the cancer cells themselves, leaving the rest of your body unaffected.
Dr. Gardner, is this treatment for leukemia expensive, and is it covered by insurance?
So right now it's not covered by insurance. We do have funding from community support, and particularly the Ben Town Foundation, which will cover the cost of this trial for patients. So there's no out-of-pocket expenses for them in order to get the treatment. You know, in our goal in the long term is to have this therapy be effective and have it approved, and insurances will cover it. And then I forget the second part of your question.
No, that was the question. It's okay. Not covered by insurers yet, but yeah. It is pretty expensive if someone has to buy it on their own.
Right. So it cost about $20,000 to make a T-cell product for a patient. And that sounds like a lot of money, but when you compare it to other things, such as bone marrow transplant, it's actually much cheaper.
Dr. Gardner, thank you so much for talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Dr. Rebecca Gardner, an attending physician at Children's Hospital, where they're trying out a brand new treatment as an alternative to bone marrow transplants for leukemia.